B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's hour number three, Felger and Mads, presented by DraftKings here on a Reentry Monday. She's brought to you by our friends at East Boston Savings Bank. So the arrow's been pointed down on the return of sports here for the last couple days or week. And so if sports are doomed, and I don't want to believe they are, but if they are, is there someone to blame? And, you know, that's just a crass sports radio way to get into it. I do think, and I do wonder if the players bear some responsibility, and this is what I'm driving at. So, for example, you know, Major League Baseball had over 40 positive tests over the weekend, outbreaks on certain teams, the Phillies most notably, Clearwater, Florida. Several spring training sites were shut down, and that led MLB to shut down all spring training sites and tell all teams that if they do return, that the spring training will now be at their home parks, with maybe the notable exception of Toronto because of the conditions there. They may come to the States and train, but every other MLB team would train in their home stadiums and not in Florida or Arizona. The NHL announced late Friday that 11 of 200 players tested since training facilities were allowed to open on June 8th have tested positive for COVID-19. Again, there was a spike there on the Tampa Bay Lightning. They closed their facilities over the weekend. Auston Matthews of the Leafs reportedly tested positive. He has been training in Arizona, not Toronto. So that's notable. There was also a spike on the Arizona Coyotes. So again, Florida, Arizona, these recurring themes, the spikes are in primarily the South, but Florida and Arizona, which is ironical because they opened up first and were less cautious than other places, and now that's where the spikes are, and that's where these players are testing positive, and that's sort of where this is all coming out of. Also, in college football, at least 28 Clemson athletes, including 23 players on the football team, tested positive. At LSU, 30 players are under quarantine after all going out to the club or something like that, all going out, so they're under quarantine, which leads me to this, and this is my point and why I want to give the players some responsibility. How are they all testing positive? Where are some of these guys testing positive from? Are they testing positive because they're showing up to the facility and training along other players? Or are they picking it up in the club because they're going out in Florida and Arizona where it's loose or they're not being responsible, and that's where they're catching the virus and they're bringing it in the facility, and that's how it's all starting? In which case, I want to put some responsibility on the players. Are you doing everything you can to make sure you're healthy and not spreading this thing and putting yourself in the best position to play? That's what I wonder.
Yeah, and I really believe it's that a lot of these guys in their 20s, especially, they feel like they're infallible. They're going out, even if I get it, it's probably not going to mean much. I need to live my life. If I'm going to work, I need to play too. And speaking to this, I told you during a commercial break, so Novak Djokovic, who has been very outspoken about the U.S. Open, which is going to still take place in New York, saying he's not going to participate because of the restrictions, the COVID-19 restrictions. He doesn't want to play. A lot of the big names apparently not going to take part in the U.S. Open. Well, Djokovic, you can find this at NewYorkPost.com, facing backlash for video that surfaced depicting reckless partying at a Serbian nightclub days before number 14-ranked Grigor Dimitrov tested positive for the coronavirus. So there's these bigger-name European players in the tennis world that have tested positive recently. But you look at this video, and it's Djokovic, who's maybe the biggest name in tennis, out at a club that looks like it's fully packed, girls in tiny little dresses, popping bottles, like... So on the one hand, you don't want to participate in maybe one of the biggest events in all of tennis at the U.S. Open. Even I know that. But you get time to go out to a Serbian nightclub to try to get after it? Like,
right.
I don't want to tisk and tell people how to lead their lives. But if you want to try to get sports back, you want to make a living, continue to do this, what's the more important thing? Do you want to try to focus on your craft and come back and for the betterment of man to actually have professional sports? I believe that. Or do you want to try to go chase tail and pop bottles at the nightclub? And if that's why these guys are testing positive, that's really frustrating.
Well, so
and
this
that's
is,
why these...
I mean,
go ahead.
No, it's got to be coming in from somewhere. It's not just the virus isn't just popping up on the 50-yard line of practice. I mean, it's got to be coming in from somewhere. Somebody's bringing it in, and where are they getting it? So I just don't, you know, I question whether or not people have the discipline to pull this off. Again, in a country of this size... With, you know, with this type of chaos, for lack of a better word.
Well, and so that's why these owners, team owners, in whatever professional sport we're talking about, I think need to say to their players, listen, you're going to do this, then shut up. You're playing. Like, if you're going to go out and party and still try to live your life as normal, which it's anything but right now, and we're trying to do this, and you still want to make money, we want to make money, yeah, it's tough. You're still going to go out at night. You're going to catch the COVID. Yeah, well, tough. You know, you don't get a say here. You're going to play, and we're going to try to continue to hammer this out and actually get our sports going again.
Well, this is what I wonder. Like, I don't want to hear from the Major League Baseball Players Association that conditions in baseball are unsafe or the safety protocols aren't meeting our needs when the outbreak on the Phillies in Clearwater is because what? They were all trying to go to Pound Town on Clearwater Beach, Murray?
Right.
Like, I don't want to hear it. So, I mean, if are you doing everything you possibly can to distance yourself and stay as safe as you possibly can? Are you? And, you know, if you're not, then I don't want to hear this thing from your union about conditions and, you know, what Major League Baseball is making you do. This is what I'm starting to wonder, Maz.
Oh, Mike, please, that was a lie from the beginning. It was a lie from the beginning. Again, they sit there and say, well, we're ones taking the safety risk, and they proposed a plan that would have played in November and December when health officials are all telling us the virus is going to explode again in the fall. It's bullcrap. They're all lying.
So, just to reiterate, Maz, you're dubious that any of these leagues are going to come back.
I do. Again, the fact that these numbers are going up again, to me, has me pessimistic about it. And if you go back and listen, the only thing I said was they're going to try. The leagues are going to try to get back out there. I don't know whether they're going to be able to pull it off. And if you want to put more on the players than on the executives, that's fine. I just, because, again, I think ultimately it's going to come down to them. And I sort of, you know, I'm going back a little ways here now, a month ago, whenever it was, where Jared Dudley of the Lakers was talking about how they were going to have some freedoms. And I kind of liked the message at that time, which was the players were going to have to take accountability for the players and that they were going to have to be accountable to their teammates and the guys on the other team. And that if they were going to venture out of the bubble and they got sick and they got the virus, that they were then going to be outcasts. It doesn't feel to me, though, like that is going to actually happen. It's nice to say it, but I just question whether they really have the discipline to pull it off.
Okay, if sports are doomed, is there someone to blame? You want to blame the people of the South? You're not going to tell me to wear a mask. The government's not going to tell me to wear a mask. And they all pile into some pool, 3,000 of them at a time. And so that's why there's a spike. You want to blame those people? Want to blame the government down there for allowing it to happen?
Well, it's a bad weekend for the American South.
Want to blame the government up here for being too cautious, for still being overly cautious? They're just young men in perfect health who've caught COVID. Big deal. It's just the flu, right? They'll get over it. So you want to blame the people up here for overreacting and panicking? Want to blame the leagues for saying, you know, we know some people are going to test positive, so now that they have they lost their nerve? Are they overreacting? You want to blame them? I'll take that. Who do you want to blame? Because this is what I know. If the rest of the world can figure it out, we should be able to. And I know not every league in the world is back, but a lot of them are. And there's more leagues coming online by the day. Whether it's baseball in Asia or soccer in Europe, you name it. Okay, so there's other countries and other leagues and other sports around the globe that are figuring it out, and more are doing it by the day. So why are they able to do it and we're not? Why is that? Why are they able to do it and we're not? That's what I want to know. What's
okay,
your thought
so
on
look,
that?
So I'll give you a couple of reasons. One, they're smaller. Korea's 50 million people. Germany's 80 million. I say Korea because of baseball. I say Germany because of the Bundesliga.
Yeah, we're supposed to be the best.
Okay, we're stupid. We're stupid. And Mike,
no
so
argument
again,
either.
Yeah, so look, now, I mean, Korea to me is a good... is a good sort of example. We talked about Korea from the very beginning with how they were handling the virus. They also have significant amount of experience when having gone through SARS. And so I think they were more prepared for it. And as a result, they knew what it was like. We didn't. And I think people here are completely oblivious as to the magnitude of this thing. And I'm not talking about every corner of the country, because some corners are dealing with it better than others. But there are people in this country. This is a problem with a country of this size with, that is the kind of melting pot that we are on multiple levels. You're going to get all kinds of freedoms and all kinds of latitude that you wouldn't get in a lot of other places. And I just think it ultimately ends up in a case like this where you're in the midst of a crisis that there's a lack of discipline.
Okay.
And I think it's going to take discipline to get through this.
Okay. That's the word I wanted to use, among the players. Among the players. Because whether it's loose or tight in Florida, or they're doing the right things or the wrong things there, you personally can take steps to keep yourself healthy. Okay, it's not foolproof. It's not 100%. But generally speaking, if you keep your distance, keep to your people, wear a mask, you know, wash your hands, blah, blah, blah. For the most part, I don't know. Those are the things I do and we do up here. And I generally feel safe. I've started to venture out back into the world, as most of you have. And I think that generally speaking, I feel like I'm going to be okay. And everyone else is, because we're sort of doing the right thing. But even if you weren't, if I did, I'd feel that I'd be able to manage it. So our players here not willing to make that sacrifice?
It speaks to something that Adam Jones said on when he was in on for one of you guys on Friday. You know who's best suited for this? Gordon Hayward. Act like Gordon Hayward. Sit at home, play video games, and then go play your sport, and then come back home and sit around and play your video games. Do you always have to be going out, going to the club during this time? I mean, if things were normal, fine, go crazy. Now, the hell are you going to a club for?
I mean, all these positive tests, the 28 Clemson, you know, athletes, 28? What were you guys doing?
Stunning. It's a stunning number. That's the most disturbing. Those numbers to me, the most disturbing ones.
I mean, what's going on there?
Yeah. And look, again, I know we're talking about the athletes here. If you wanted to add the leadership to it or the political climate to it, again, without citing any one individual or side, I would tell you that that's a factor, too, because the message going out to people is totally different. In some places, it's, this is nothing. In other places, it's batten down the hatches. You know, you can't leave your home. And so the message is inconsistent. It's not consistent in throughout this country. And I think that's a contributing factor, too.
So that's the part that drives me nuts. It's really that the government is not going to take over your life. You don't have to arm yourself and hit the state house steps just to wear a mask and wash your hands. This is not communist China. Joe Stalin is not taking over the country because they're asking you to wear a mask and keep your distance. Okay, but nope, some people just can't handle it. No one's going to tell me what to do. Well, which is just mind-numbing to me. Mind-numbing. The NFL Players Association is asking players now to stop getting together for private workouts, which is like, So now Stidham can't even get together three receivers and throw them passes at Dexter, like in Brookline. You can't even do that. Like that is.
That seems a bit much.
It feels like we're going backwards.
Yeah. You can just keep it off social media, and I think you're okay.
Okay, so do that too. Fine, but that does not feel to me like we're going forward. It feels to me like we're going backwards. And is there someone to blame for that? We'll pick this up on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Maz.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Well, the opt-out date is Wednesday. The coronavirus testing across the league is scheduled to begin on Tuesday. And really, this entire resumption of the season does hinge on that deal between the league and the Players Association being finalized. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, from what I understand, Hannah, it is going to happen. Despite all of these challenges, despite legitimate concerns, particularly concerns about people who will be in the bubble in Orlando who are not under quarantine, it's going to happen. They're on the verge of coming to an agreement that could be announced in the next 48 hours, certainly before training camps reopen middle of this week. And they all admit there's concerns, but they all admit this is the best they can do. And they're steeling themselves for the wave of potential positive tests back that are going to come in the next few days, explaining it that we want to find out who's sick so we can get them healthy so we can establish the bubble. Again, that is a rhetoric that may look silly in a few days or it may be reality, but we are headed towards at least a restart of training camp with agreement from the union very soon.
Brian Windhorst says the NBA is coming back. It's happening. To your phone slot, you've been waiting patiently. Rob in New Hampshire, thanks for hanging on. What do you got, Rob?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to give you a few statistics because you're clearly wrong on what's going on with the COVID. You know, Mass has the third most deaths in the country. by the way, 2.5 times more than Florida, 6 times more than Arizona, and 8 times more than Missouri. So when everybody sits there and talks about Baker doing a great job, maybe the reason we're in this position is because of this job he did to begin with.
So you're going to hang for an hour and 20 minutes and then swear? You idiot? Rob?
Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
Anyways, I think Murray was right when he said this. There's more testing going on now, which is why they're getting more positive results.
Down in Florida, well, so they're not sure about that. They're not sure about that at all. That they don't think it's just purely a function of more testing. And I can't give you the exact metric on that, but they have a way to measure that it's not just it's percentage of
correct. It's percentage that the percentage has also gone up.
So I mean that's just a fact. And so you want to say that Baker did a crappy job early on? I mean he might have. All I know is that I feel relatively safe going out to eat right now where I live. I feel safe going grocery shopping, and I feel that way because I trust that everyone has been doing the right things at those places. They're wearing masks. They're wearing gloves. They've taken the precautions, and we were very cautious about the whole thing. And so as a result, right now, I feel generally safe out there where I live. If I went to Clearwater Beach, I don't know if I'd feel the same way. So I don't know. Is it a marathon? Is it a sprint? Did it all play out, in the long run? Who had the right approach? And I'm not even sure we know. I'm not saying we do know. I'm saying this is where we are today with these spikes happening down south and they're putting sports in jeopardy. That's all I know. This is where we stand today.
I would tell you the whole country at the beginning did a crappy job. Okay, so again, we can make it purely about Massachusetts, which I'm fine doing. But I would say as a country at the beginning, we did a very crappy job.
David in New Bedford, again, waiting patiently. Hi, David. What do you got?
Hi, yes. Good afternoon. My thoughts are I saw Jason McCourty made some comments about the NFL safety protocols, and I wonder what your thoughts are on that. And I don't see any way the NFL could play in a bubble for 16 games with 32 teams and 53 players. And I just wondered your thoughts on that.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, so I think the bubbles are hard across the board. It's up to the players to be responsible themselves. And if they're not, I don't want to hear them blaming the leagues or the safety protocols or anything like that. If you keep yourself out of harm's way and do everything you can to mitigate the risk, then generally speaking, I think these teams and these leagues can make it. But if you're running around and hanging at the pool party in the Ozarks, there's no shot. So
it might be on the married guys to say to the single guys in any of these sports, like, look, just set up someone on Bumble or Tinder, have them come to your room or something like that. Like, don't go to the club for the better of all of us.
The first thing, the McCourties, I think they said that they aren't, and maybe they're just taking the lead of the NFLPA. Oh, you actually have the sound, Jimmy? Go ahead.
Right now, I'm one of the guys, like, I don't believe in group workouts right now at all. So for me, there would be no coming together to do any type of practice with teammates on a group hole because I just think we can't dismiss, like you just said, with Corona and everything going on. I've been out here in Nashville, and I actually go run at the high school that I think a lot of the 49ers players were doing their kind of team practice ordeal, mm-hmm. and they just had a player or two test positive. And it's kind of scary because something like that, I think they probably had, it was probably just offense, so they probably had maybe 10 guys out there. So it's kind of scary when you think about the future. If it's hard for 10 guys just to get together to do a little passing drills or anything of that nature, to think about somewhere between 53 to 90 guys in a training camp is going to be insane. So I don't know how that's going to turn out.
Okay, so again, the NFLPA said no more small group workouts, period. So the McCourties are right in line with that. But again, my question would be, did they get sick working out with the teammates or did they get sick because the teammates were out in Pound Town the night before? That's the question to me.
Yeah. So look, again, Mike, the virus needs an entry. If everyone's healthy and no one tests positive, in theory, they could do whatever they want in terms of the workouts, and nobody's going to get sick because no one has it. So to me, this is really the source of my level of pessimism, seeing the numbers go up in some of the places that we're seeing. What level of confidence do you have that a large percentage of players can stay disciplined enough to keep themselves out of harm's way?
I don't. And especially when they're populating that part of the country that in mass was much looser, that fought social distancing and mask wearing and all these things. I mean, just now Arizona and Texas and places like this are getting around to, oh, maybe we should wear masks. So you combine those two things, Maz, undisciplined young players who want to go out in states and regions of the country that, you know, were loose to begin with. Well, I think that's why you're getting what you're getting. And that frustrates me a little bit because that was preventable. That was preventable on a couple different fronts, I think. Kevin and Quincy. Go ahead, Kevin. You're up next. Kevin! You can call us back. You know the number. Here's Scott in South Boston. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. All right. So I got all your answers. And first off, a heartfelt statement. I think a lot of your listeners have said this. Thanks for the last few months for keeping us sane. Being an outlet to listen to you guys, so I appreciate that. I have your answer. So who do you want to blame? The political leaders on all sides. So our political leaders have failed us. To their mask point, it's not so much like an anti-government. It's a public trust issue with the public health. And what people are feeling is, I think that they should, you're right, absolutely respect stores and establishments, but you should understand why people might not have that trust in public. So it's kind of a conundrum there. And the last thing I'd like to say is that at the very beginning of this, remember they said the virus isn't political, right? What this all this is really is the virus is all politics. All the virus which transitioned to the Black Lives Matter movement and all this is all politics. And that's what's really going to hurt sports from coming back. It's not the virus itself. It's the political weaponization of it.
Okay, so. Right. The political weaponization of it. We're too political. We're too polarized to come together and fight this intelligently as one. And that's our problem as a country.
Well, so look, I think that's a part of it, too. Yes, when I say we're too stupid, to me, it's sort of one and the same.
Too divided.
I will put that under that umbrella again. And I just think that, some of these nations that we're comparing ourselves to are much more, dare I say, homogenous than we are. So that, there is a little bit more of an alignment there. And I'm not saying that it's political bliss in those parts of the world. I'm just telling you they have smaller numbers and they're a little more on the same page than we are. We have much bigger numbers and we're nowhere near on the same page. In fact, I would say that, you'd be challenged to find times in modern history where we've been more divided than we are now.
Russ and Walpole. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Mike. It's been a long time.
I know.
To talk to you.
How you been?
How you doing? Good. I've been good. Listen, the reason why I'm calling has to do with all this. I watch a lot of soccer, as you. I know you do. My team actually had 3 positive tests. The players were isolated about a month ago, and they played a match on Saturday. I agree with you. It kills me to say that I agree with you, because if you can do it in England, and they were hit very hard by COVID-19, and Mavs, I'm not going to buy the whole political climate, because that nation is split and they dealt with this in a very hard way and they were able to play sports. They came back. There's no excuse for me here. Okay, sorry, there's no excuse. I agree with Felger. I do what I need to do. My family does what we need to do. Felger's family does that. Why can't everyone else? Why can't the players do that?
Okay, knock on wood. Knock on wood. That's what, if I looked across the globe and across the sporting landscape and I found that the Bundesliga had to shut it back down or the Asian baseball leagues couldn't get going or the Premier League decided, we just can't get it together, then I would look and say, okay, this is a tough ask. The bubble environments, the quarantining, the no fans, it just doesn't make sense. No one else can figure it out, so we can't figure it out. I get it. But everywhere you look, there's a new league and a new sport that's coming back online and figuring it out and getting back on the field. And we're going in the other direction? That's frustrating to me. I know we're divided.
It should be.
And I know we're bigger, and I know we're more diverse, and so it's more challenging, but we're also supposed to be the best nation on earth. And we can't figure this out. We can't figure this out, and everyone else can. That's annoying, and I want to blame someone for that.
Well, you should blame, again, you can blame whoever you want. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be frustrated by it. I'm as frustrated as anyone else. But I think Russ is being naive. The political climate is not a factor. It's bullcrap. Of course, we should be able to do it. It takes an act of Congress in this country to put up a stop sign, for crying out loud, depending on where you live. And so I'm just telling you, I don't believe, I have very little faith in the discipline of the people involved that pulled this off. I do. I would love to see it. But I, given what's going on right now, I have a hard time believing people are going to be committed to doing that.
Meanwhile, baseball's voting in 30 minutes, Maz. The players are voting in 30 minutes on this latest proposal. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
I think they're going to accept.
Okay, let's pick this up on the other side after Murray gives us an update. First, though, Felger and Maz on a reentry Monday is presented by East Boston Savings Bank. Right, Maz?
Oh, maybe you're looking to finance a home mortgage or commercial real estate property. Maybe you're just looking for a free checking account. Visit EBSB.com. That's East Boston Savings Bank. Getting it done since 1848. Here's Murray.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Complaining.
Oh, you had a mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Mass, follow up on your baseball thought. You think the players want to come back and play a 50-game season or a 60-game season? You think they want to?
I think that the players want to make some money. Yes, I think they do. And they're not going to get 70 games. And it feels to me now like Manfred is appealing to Tony Clark. The players obviously were scheduled to vote last night. They postponed it after, Manfred appealed to Clark. And so I think that this is Clark saying, hey, guys, hold on. We got to take this seriously. And again, it just feels to me, Mike, like the conversation and the tone between Clark and Manfred over the last week has been much more human, for lack of a better word. I think they've been earnest. I think they're now legitimately trying. And if you want to tell me that MLB owners were dragging their feet up to now because they didn't want to play any more than 60, 65 games, absolutely. No two ways about it. They could have done this a long time ago. The owners stalled the process as much or more than the players did. All true, true, true. But in the last week, I think they've actually been sincere about trying to get a deal done, and I think both sides want to get a deal done.
So you think spring training 2.0 starts at Fenway Park in, what, week, 10 days, something like that?
Yeah, I think they said initially the 29th. Now they're pushing it back a little, right? So, yeah, I mean, I think that's the plan. Now, will it actually happen that way? I don't know.
Okay, this is just an aside, but when these leagues do come back, if they come back, and I still think they will, and I've mentioned this before, it's a very small aside. We need media coverage of them. Like, if they have these camps, you know, we're starved for content, right? I mean, we're just starved for... I consider the return of sports a training camp starting, players practicing, a writer or a reporter being there, him or her asking one of these players coming off the field something, the player saying something that pisses us off, and then we show up the next day and talk about it and take some calls on it and then go to the next segment. Like, that to me is the whole hamster wheel spinning. Without the reporter there, there's no hamster wheel. Like, these teams are starting to work out in various fashions, but there's no coverage of it. There's hardly any video of it. And every time I see Gordon Hayward hit a little 8-foot shot, I get a little movement in my pants. Or Patrice Bergeron do a figure eight, for crying out loud. I get a little movement in my pants. But there's got to be a little bit of coverage. Ben Volen in his Sunday notes on the NFL and all the things that they have to tackle, put at the very end, but I'm glad he put it in there. He said one of the things they got to figure out is the media policy. Certainly, media access will be limited, and presumably the locker room will be closed to the media for the season. But will the NFL still have news conferences during the week and after games? How many reporters will be allowed in the building? Will media have to get tested as often as players and coaches? Or will everything get shut down and all media interaction, will it just take place on Zoom for the next year? Hopefully it's not that, because it will be important to have journalists present at practices and games to chronicle this unique season. And I agree. It's like, if the Patriots hold training camp and no one's there to tell me that, Brian Hoyer went 2-for-14 with 2 interceptions and 11-on-11 drills, or to have, the cartel tell me that Stidham went 12-of-13 and looked perfect and, da-da-da, and then talk to the guy coming off the field and then we digest. Like, unless I get that, training camp might as well not take place. You know what I mean?
But you can't. I mean,
if a tree falls in a forest, so like,
there's no way you can allow all the beat people though.
All of them. Can we allow a few stragglers in there?
But what's the fair way to do it?
Find the clean one.
Hold a lottery.
Okay, so Reese is in. I bet you find the clean one.
The clean one.
Find the clean one. I bet you Mike Reese is meticulous. Meticulous in his personal hygiene. Bedard, not so much. So Mike Reese in, Bedard out. Find the guy that's going to keep it tight and keep it clean. I need some reporting in there, don't you think?
It'll never work. So and when I say it'll never work, boy, I am the voice of doom.
You are. I'm telling
seriously.
You.
So look, here's my point.
Tomorrow will be worse than today.
Never end.
So Mike, look at it in these terms. How many billion dollars is the NFL as an industry? 12, 15, whatever the number is.
They're trying to figure out 25 a year. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're going to let Bedard into practices to jeopardize that?
I didn't say Bedard. Reese.
I'm picking on Bedard.
Me too.
Okay, but you know, they're going to let Pigpen of the, you know, the Punxsutawney Post into the Steelers workouts. That guy's going to get in there, you know, with sausage oil and kielbasa stains on his pants.
His mustard
They're
going to
let that guy in there?
Mm-hmm. No, they're not.
So and again, because all it takes is one. All it takes is one jackass who's, you know, sharing a kielbasa with someone in a nightclub, and then all of a sudden, here you go. Now you've infected the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I know I'm asking for too much, but I'm telling you, it would be lame if the NBA goes to that bubble and there's no media inside. So they play the games, and then all their interviews are just on this effing Zoom thing. After the game, that would blow.
How about virtual coverage? Can we do that?
You're not going to get anything out of that. Yeah,
I don't know. How about multiple cameras on site that allow you to see a bunch of angles for that window they would normally see? I'm asking. I don't know. I'm willing to bet there's no way to let the media in there.
And I don't trust the TV guys to get the story. I need a few sneaky, you know, I need Shaughnessy in there somewhere. He's relatively clean. And, you know, don't you think he keeps it clean?
Now these teams have the out to not allow a Shaughnessy in. You're not going to get it. I think you're screaming into the void about this.
So the good news is that, you know, the reporters who are tapped can always pick up the phone and connect with people to find out what the hell's going on. So not that they're always going to be told the truth. I mean, you know, the Patriots players will lie. But, that you know, that's aside. At least in some places we'll get some news out of camps.
All right, I need some coverage. Meanwhile, long commercial-free segment is next. Guess where fake crowd noise is coming next? We'll hit on that right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Even during games played behind closed doors or games with a small audience, by using this application, fans can send their support from their homes directly to the stadium. Existing speakers in the stadium can be used, and a more realistic atmosphere can be created through placing dedicated speakers on audience seats. When watching TV or a stream online, viewers can tap to send applause, cheers, jeers, claps, and so on to the venue for different situations, such as for goals. Cheers can also be customized based on the competition or event. Depending on the number of people and the number of times the buttons are tapped, the volume and excitement will increase. Viewers can also clap freely along with chants. Hope to create a new way of enjoying sports together by utilizing the remote support system, Remote Cheer, powered by SoundUD.
Remember this thing from a couple weeks ago? It's a Japanese product. That's why you may have heard in the background guys cheering. I believe that was in Japanese. But the remote cheer from Sound UD is, they literally in Japan were planning, I don't know if they've gone through with this, they must have, to, you know, in these empty stadiums, strategically place speakers all around the stadium. And you on your phone can start dinking around with your phone on an app. And produce cheers and boos in the stadium in those speakers, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard of. And you knew that'd be coming here, and so it is. This is from, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban told the New York Post Steve Serby over the weekend that the NBA, the league, is looking into ways to provide some kind of in-arena atmosphere. Among the ideas is an app that would allow fans to broadcast the noise they're making at home to the games themselves. No, which, again, is not going to work. They have to be canned noise like that. It can't be the sound you're making.
Yeah, Kyrie, you suck.
You're a bunch of fart noises if that's the case. No. Thank you. It's got to be like that. Here's Cuban's quote. It will be different for certain, he says, but there will be a lot of technology we will be experimenting with to try and introduce noise and make the event more entertaining for players and TV viewers. We have been having a lot of fun with apps that allow fans to push noise they make at home into the arena. So not only will there be competition on the court, there will be competition from the fans to contribute energy as well! Exclamation point. Oh, make me puke.
Yeah, see, this I hate. While I... Well, I want the fake crowd noise, just the prolonged sound of just to make it sound real. Yeah, that's it. You can't give the people a voice here. You can't. Social media has already proven that enough, but you can't allow the people to add in their own stupid sound effects. Just do it on your own. Have the prolonged din that's just, that's all I'm looking for. What was that one?
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of someone holding up their phone going, yeah, boo. Boo. Yeah, boo, you boo.
You know they're all going to screw around with all this crap. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be cringe-inducing. But you knew that would come to the States, and so it is. The sound cure. That's coming. All right, so anyway, add that to the list. To your phones, as promised. Dino.
The absolute ridiculousness of those crazy, nutty horns.
If sports don't come back, Dino in Florida, who do I blame?
It's ridiculous.
You're missing two huge parts of this, okay? Big Jim is getting warm. Number one, everyone who's testing positive, that doesn't mean they're sick. It means there's a lot more testing going on. That's number one. Number two is, you guys are forgetting the other part. You just had hundreds of thousands of people protesting and rioting throughout the whole country 3 weeks in a row. And now you're starting to see some spiking.
But not there. Not the places where there were protests.
Mike, they're all over the country. Yeah, they're in every city in the country.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. The big ones were in the Northeast and the Midwest. There weren't huge ones on Clearwater Beach that I could tell. So the major spikes are in Arizona, Florida, and Texas. I'm sure they had their share of protests, for sure. But there has not been a spike in Minneapolis, which is the epicenter of the protests anyway. And their numbers have actually gone down. All right? New York, Massachusetts, these places where we had plenty of protests, those numbers are down. So, it seems like an easy place to start. All those protests, thousands of people in the streets shouting, spitting, like it would seem to make sense that that's where the spikes are. They're not. They're in the South. Okay? So, but you're saying it's just because there's more testing, so it's really not that dangerous. It's not that big of a deal. You blame the leagues. You blame the leagues for chickening out or the players for chickening out. That's fine. Okay, at least you're blaming someone. But you think there's really nothing to see here, that it's just a matter of increased testing. Do you agree or disagree with him, Maz?
Oh, I disagree, because I think the percentages are going up, too. And certainly, I saw a comment to that effect from Fauci in the last few days. And that suggests, obviously, that it's not just a volume number, it's a percentage number, which is the one that should really worry you.
Okay, so I just get the sense, you know, he wanted to make it political. Like, there's a political thing there, which is, you know, maybe why we're in this mess in the first place. Why is wearing a mask political? Tell me. What does that have to do with politics?
Because this is America.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Everything's political
in America.
It's just
stupid. Scott in Dover. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi, gentlemen. I'm glad you guys are all safe and well. I wanted to call to tell you guys I told you so. About 9 months ago, I called about the death of baseball, and you guys laughed at me. And what do you know? It's about to be kaput. But, gentlemen, you know what's not going to be kaput? It's esports. Have you guys seen this Kenny Got Skills, the point guard for the Toronto Uprising? He's wetter than water, Felger. He's like a virtual MJ.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know if that was a serious
call. That wasn't a real call.
Yeah. It wasn't a serious call. And, Scott, I got news for you. If you're the one telling us about the death of baseball 9 months ago, you're about 10 years too late.
But, you know, even on the prank calls, I like to pick up a kernel of something to hit on. I'd like to hit on the esports. What happened to the esports? What happened to this next big wave, you know, that I had to get on board with because it's the future? There's been no sports, none. Perfect opportunity, massive, wide open window for esports to come in and capture our imagination. Is there anything going? I haven't heard one thing about it. Oh, you mean it's just a bunch of dorks in their room playing video games? And I'm still not interested? That's funny. Even though there's nothing else going on, I'm still not interested. That's surprising. I thought I'd catch right on to it. Esports.
I will never accept that.
Give me a freaking break. Esports.
I'd rather watch someone shuffle.
Didn't they do a test case of this on ESPN on some random Friday night and it just didn't draw ratings?
I have no idea.
It was the NBA players. Yeah,
it's someone playing video games. So that's never going to work. Brian and Quincy. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. Just a quick question. The NHL and the NBA already passed the trade deadline. For the NFL and the MLB, what's going to go on with roster moves and the trade? Are the players going to have to be quarantined for 2 weeks between going from team to team? Or have they talked about that yet at all?
No, and I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. I mean, the whole league's in the bubble, but that's not even on the table. The NBA trade and all that stuff's going to happen in the offseason. Although they did say the teams that are out of the playoffs can pull off trades, right? I don't know. I don't care either way. How about Tom and Quincy? Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Mike, you guys were talking a little while ago about how we just can't get it together in this country to get our leagues to play. There's a couple different reasons, I think. And listen, the effing dork guy from Dover about the esports. Oh my! You gotta ban that guy. We're in a cancel culture right now. Cancel him. Don't let him back on. But seriously, no. I thought you kind of nailed it a little while ago with one of the best words I've heard on this show in a long time, which was all the athletes trying to visit Pound Town.
That's Murray's line.
And, that doesn't surprise me. But I find it like, I think that's one of the reasons I think a lot of these guys, I mean, and those are college kids. I think you guys said 23 people from Clemson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a coincidence, you know, so there's a lot going on down there, obviously. But I think when you start seeing, you're getting groups of guys on a team. I think the Phillies had 8 or 11, and then you hear about, you know, there was like the Texas football team and the Clemson football team and the Buccaneers now and all the stuff. If guys can't simply control themselves for a little bit, you're going to keep seeing this go on, and this is going to keep getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back to the point where it's gone too far. Because to be honest with you, with baseball, you're running out of time. With hockey and basketball, they've been off for 3 months. I mean, there's going to be serious injuries coming back. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on. So I think to all these players, let's get under control.
Right.
Discipline yourself. And then we can maybe all get back to what we all want is sports back on TV and something able to watch.
Right. It's up to you. It's up to the athletes. It's up to the players. Especially if they're in Florida and Arizona and places where it's spiking again and they have not been careful and they've not been cautious and people are running around without masks and without distancing. It's like you go jump in the middle of a, you know, wet T-shirt contest in some crowded bar in Fort Lauderdale or Clearwater Beach. What do you think is going to happen, man? What do you think is going to happen? And then I don't want to hear from your agent or your union on the backside that it's unsafe to go back and play sports when you've been mud wrestling for the last couple weeks in Jacksonville. I'm not interested in hearing that. You understand? Like, that's a frustrating. That's what's becoming frustrating for me too. Like, how did that spike with the Phillies happen? Is it all because they showed up to play baseball together, or you know they went in the batting cage, or again where they had a mud wrestling contest on Clearwater Beach? going with letter B, right, Maz?
Oh, absolutely letter B. There's no question about it. It's B. Because, again, the virus needs an entry into the sports world. And that entry is the athletes that can't discipline themselves. I have given what's happening out there now, I have so little faith in the athletes' ability to pull this off.
We continue with your thoughts as our long commercial-free segment continues. After Murray's 90-second update, there are no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.